Hey, it's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base. And in the studio, got Staff Sergeant Eric Nash of the security forces at the base. You're a patrolman and started it all in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So tell me about you, Eric. Like born and raised in Sioux Falls?
Or, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, born and raised in Sioux Falls my whole life. Decided to join the military, I guess. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, I was working two jobs full-time, one for landscaping for our Parks and Rec, and then one at our grocery store. And there's a guy there that was retired Air Force. He's like, man, you got to check out the recruiter's office. You got to let him know. And I was like, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. So my best friend told me, hey, man, with your fitness and, like, how built you are, the military could really use you. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I just, I don't want to do it, but. So I did it one day, was stepped in, like, hey, can I sign up? I'm like, sure, you know, we'll sign you up. Here's the papers and get you rolling. I was like, holy cow, this is going on really quick.
You know? Yeah.
Just like a lot faster than I thought. So literally I was in this, temporary program, before you actually leave for basic for about like 2.5 weeks, maybe.
Sure. Yep.
And then I left right out of Sioux Falls, went down to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell my parents at first, and I was getting a haircut. And then about a week before I left, I was like, hey, Mom, I joined the military.
So now how old were you when this was going on?
Just turned 24.
Okay.
Well, 24 was like when we graduated basic.
Right.
So I guess 23,
okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, it was probably time to be moving out of the house and doing the next step and that kind of thing anyway.
I wasn't living there. I would just stop by for a haircut.
Yeah. But still, how'd that go telling your mom?
Oh, man, she was bawling her eyes out.
Yeah.
Dad was, like, really in shock, but he's been in Army. My uncle's been in Air Force. And so family history on both sides. They've all had military experience.
And so that was – how long ago was it? About 7 years ago that took place?
Yeah, 2014.
Okay.
Yep.
Now how do they respond to you when you talk about it?
Oh, they love it.
Okay, good. I was hoping your mom's not still crying. So.
No, gosh, no.
Now you're part of the security forces, and you mentioned this, that when the recruiter saw you, you're beefed up, you work out. But you're a lean workout. You're not like Arnold Schwarzenegger huge or
– That's what I want to get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Down the road, but
– So how tall are you? How much you weigh?
5'11", about 180.
Okay. So. And what's the goal? What would you like?
Obviously, you can't change your height.
No, I know that. But wait, how much weight do you want to put on?
240.
Okay. All right. That's attainable. With muscle mass, eventually.
It is, I mean, it has to do with, like, genetics and not in food and sleeping and training.
Sure.
But it all takes time, so.
And you just love doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the hard work, working out, doing that kind of physical fitness stuff.
I train people a lot.
Yeah.
Did it in my spare time back home before I joined. And
found
a passion for it and just kept on doing it since I've been in the military and helping out people at different bases, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. It says here that you would like to certify as a BDOC controller. What is that?
It's just a base defense operations center controller, just like a law enforcement desk, dispatcher. You just get calls in from, you know, whoever. Kind of like just dial 911 and, hey, I got this going on, or can you send somebody out to this spot? And, you know, we just work out there, take the phone calls, and we just dispatch our patrols on base to where they need to be. So.
Yeah, good deal. I know you like working the gate. You like meeting people.
I love that.
Why do you like work in the front gate? Because I'll be honest with you, from a civilian perspective, you guys are the people that freak me out. Once I'm past the front gate security forces, I'm good. Even when you smile at me, I'm just like, hi, please. I don't know what it is. I've never been in trouble my whole life.
I got to say, just don't be nervous. I mean, you're going to have to go there every single time you come on. But the reason why I like it is because it's just like a form of customer service.
Yeah.
I got my grocery store. I had to work, you know, front of manager. And work my way up from, like, a grocery boy and then front of manager, back room supervisor, whatnot. But all those, like, you know, 5 years or 7 years I was doing that prior to the military is about customer service. You meet people, you talk to people, you treat them like a human being with respect, and you just get on a personal level with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working the front gate. I try to recognize every single person. Like, oh, hey, I saw you last week. Or, hey, you know, how's your wife doing? How's your husband doing? Like, hey, nice looking car. You should maybe you should get yours washed because you got so much mud on it.
Yeah,
you know, trying to like make camaraderie, some jokes.
Well,
but.
And I can tell you, I've never had a bad experience at the front gate. It just freaks me out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you should never be scared.
Yeah. Good stuff. So you've been in the Air Force 7 years.
Correct.
What's the long-term goal? Are we doing 20 years in, or what are you thinking about?
Oh gosh, no.
Okay.
I'm on my way to getting out right now. So
okay,
I'm doing a class right now, and should be done about in a week. But just kind of like a separation type brief, like finances and what you should expect when you get out.
So what's the plan then?
The plan is to try to go back up to the Dakotas and do something with like civil engineering or some sort of safety. I'm going to try and stay federal and try to get on a base
okay.
up there.
All right.
And then as a side gig, because they like hunting and fishing a lot, mm-hmm. Took a lot of buddies when I was in the Dakotas stationed up there. I want to do like a side gig of kind of like a, you know, like a fishing guide or
yeah.
a hunting guide.
You're going to get paid to do what you love to do for the rest of your
exactly.
life. That's a great goal.
Exactly. I think that's what everybody should strive to
yeah.
do.
Yeah, and then you don't ever go to work. You just show up
exactly.
and they pay you to do what you would have done anyway.
Makes sense.
Awesome.
Makes sense.
Eric, thank you for representing the Air Force in a great fashion. Appreciate your attitude at that front gate. It
no
does
problem.
Make a difference. And the you mentioned here that the thing you love most about Vance is the people
oh, yeah.
here in Enid. And right back at you, man.
Yeah, people are great.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Hey, thanks you.